This gift is going to bring two huge pieces. It's going to bring a wonderful tree grove like we have on the east side of Smale Riverfront Park, but more importantly, it's going to bring a gorgeous sitting area called a rose garden, and that's going to be spectacular into itself.
Talk about a little bit, if you would. What's it going to look like?
It's going to be an area that we don't, there's no other place within our park system that will have a rose garden of this magnitude. It may be 150 to 200 rose bushes that will be part of this garden. More importantly, the tree grove will continue the canopy and our ability to really cool the central business district or the downtown by planting another 150 trees.
So the trees and the rose bushes will be down here very close to the actual river itself.
Yes, yes. The trees will be close to the river itself, and then you have a huge event lawn that's going to really accent the tree grove, so you can come and have the shade, but if you want to go throw a frisbee or kick a soccer ball or what have you, you'll be able to have all those amenities down here at the same time. Everything will be done prior to the All-Star Game of July of next year. So I'll be all open by July 1st next year.
Now let's pivot around now, okay. Turn the other way.
Okay.
We're looking towards downtown Cincinnati right now.
Yes.
Marrying Way is in front of us.
Marrying Way.
Just beyond us and to the right, looks like a platform's being built for more garage spaces.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that, but really that's going to be a pavilion. Remember the word parkonomics, where we talked about how we can leverage parks to generate revenue. Well, that's going to be a pavilion to generate revenue. They take it off the backs of the taxpayers called the maintenance. And on top is a carousel.
Now, directly in front of us, we move just to a little bit to the left of the area we were just talking about. You see surface parking lot, and to the left of the surface parking lot, you see Paul Brown Stadium. Where those cars are parked now, and then behind it, what are those going to be?
Well, the cars are going to stay there, and again, it goes back to that podium, the roof of the garage, and then on top of it will be a dog park. And I think it's just going to be truly spectacular.
And then beyond that, towards downtown, you see a big construction crane. I understand that's where the GE building is going to be.
That's where the GE building is going to be.
If we move a little bit more to the left, towards Paul Brown Stadium, there's a corner where Marrying Way intersects with another street. Did I hear you say you're going to put a restaurant there?
Yes, it's always been planned when Mr. Smale was with us. One of his visions was to put a very unique upscale restaurant on the corner of Marrying and Elm Street. Again, it would be on the podium. Not only would it be an additional experience on the west side of the park, but Steve, it brings revenue to, again, soften the load on the taxpayer.
Do you think you now have the money to finish everything in the park, or is that still pending?
Oh, it's still pending. We still have the upper, what I call the Mickey Mouse area, which is the area just north of Marrying Way. That needs a bit of attention. And then we have the marina or the boat dock. That needs a bit of attention. But by the All-Star Game, 75% of the park will be done.
Cincinnati Parks Director Willie Carden says $45 million in private funding have been raised for the Smale Riverfront Park, and $67 million more have come from the city, the state, and the federal government. I'm Steve Hirschberg.